Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. This is Evangelist Carolyn Lee McCullough Williams Gilchrist Bell Crouch. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I have a special guest that would be on with me tonight, and I'm going to have her introduce herself. Or can you hear me, Evangelist Roby? Are you on yet? Hallelujah. I just want to say thank the Lord for another day's journey. I'm grateful tonight that the Lord has allowed it and allowed me to even come on. And I'm thanking him because for his grace and his mercy. And I'm thanking God for you, the very elect, who are witnessing and watching us on tonight. We are blessed to have Evangelist on, and we are thanking God for his grace in reference to her. Are you on, Evangelist Roby, Evangelist Renee Strong? Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord, because you did it again. Look at that beautiful rain. Can't even hardly tell that it was raining. That is amazing. That's the God we serve, y'all. We serve an awesome God. We serve an amazing God. We serve a wonderful God. We serve an on-time God. We serve a God that can do anything but fail. I'm telling you, we're in the right place at the right time. We thank God for how the rain rushed in today to re-nourish and replenish, make nutrients for the earth, because Mother Earth needs that nutrients, and the farmers need that nutrients, and they need it your way. Are you on yet, Evangelist? Hallelujah. Evangelist K. Roby. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you come on? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. She just said that she was on. Did you call in the number? There's a number that I gave you, 646-668-8217. Have you called into that number? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, okay, great, 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 great. And I'm also going to try to bring you on the live, if it will allow me to do so. Okay, let me look up your name. Oh, this got recently invited. Okay. Hallelujah. If you would, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Sure. I am Evangelist K. Roby. Right now I'm in Indianapolis, Indiana. I am the visionary and founder of Pray Without Cease and Prison Ministries, and
amen.
I am appointed and approved by God.
Hallelujah. And
amen.
She is an ordained evangelist. Hallelujah. Now, just
yes,
a request for you also to come on the video on my live as well, if you can do that. If not, it may let you and it may not. But we're not going to be on long. We're going to be off by 7:30, the Lord's will. I just wanted to come on. Tonight's topic is overzealous members of the body of Christ. That's from apostles to ushers to overseers to evangelists, prophets, prophetess. It's just we want not to be bored to people. We don't want to be a bore, but we want to give them what God says to give them and go on our merry way. We want to do it decent and in order. So I'm going to let her start off, and then I'm going to piggyback off of her. Go ahead, Evangelist. You have the floor.
Amen. First of all, I want to give God the honor. Amen. Because of him, all of this is possible. I thank God for being ahead of my life. Thank God for saving me and keeping me. Amen. Since January 13th, 1991. Amen. I prayed that I move out the way, and God hides me behind the cross, and I allow him, amen, to speak what words he has for me. Amen. To give to you.
Amen.
I'm going to go ahead and go to a familiar scripture. Well, it's familiar to me. If you don't mind, everyone get your Bible. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. We're going to go to the book of Luke.
Oh, you do the scripture. Excuse me, Ben. Pray and then go into the scripture because I wanted to have prayer. I apologize.
Would you like for me to pray?
Yes, just pray. After you pray, go right into the scripture. We have 30 minutes.
Jesus. Okay. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you thanks for allowing us to enter into your gates with thanksgiving, your courts with praise, God. Oh, God, we bless your holy name. We bless you from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God. I just ask you to stretch out your healing, virtuous arms, God. Hallelujah. Heal the sin, sick soul, mind. Heal those. That's lame. Heal those that are blind to your word, God. They can see everything, but they can't see and understand your word, God. Give them the wisdom and knowledge that's needed in this day and age, God. And we thank and we praise you and we give you glory, God. Look on the children that's playing outside. Let no danger seen or unseen attack them, God. Keep them from all. Build a hedge of protection around each and every one of our children and grandchildren in these days, God. We need you to be a fence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need you to be a fence around not just the children, but all those that are in the land of the living today. And these things we do ask and pray and believe in your holy name, Jesus. I pray. And I cover it with the blood of Jesus. Amen. And amen. And amen. All right. Amen. Amen. What am I God be saying? Amen. 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 The Bible reads in John. I'm sorry. 9 verses 54 through 56. I'm going to read it in your hearing, and we know that the word of God is already blessed. Amen. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, glory to God, hallelujah, they said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, just as Elijah did? But he turned and rebuked them and said, you don't know what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy man's life, hallelujah, but to save them. And they went to another village. Glory to God. If I was to pull a topic, God don't need no help. Amen. God don't need no help. Glory to God. Because we as people, glory to God. Now, you know James and John were his half-brothers. But they were so outrageously upset about the reception that Jesus received among the Samaritans. So we know that Jews and Samaritans did not have anything to do with each other. It wasn't a racial. Then again, it could have been a racial thing here on this Juneteenth. I mean, I'll make it racial. But they just wouldn't eat together. They wouldn't talk with each other and things of that nature. And when people come into the body of Christ and come into the place of worship where you're at, amen, don't get upset. Don't be so zealous to call them a demon because they don't receive you. Amen. They don't receive what God has given you. And then you want to destroy them before God can draw, can lift them up. Amen. God drew me with love and kindness. Why can't we do that? Amen. Why can't we do that? We don't have to consume fire on people that said, this ain't for me. Amen. Maybe not at your house of worship. Maybe not at my house of worship. But somewhere, somehow, hallelujah, our prayer will get some legs and our fasting will get some ears. Amen. Hallelujah. And they'll stop by and say, the Lord sent me. But these brothers of Jesus were disciples. They was with Christ. They was walking with the Holy One. And yet they wanted to destroy. There's people that will hang out with you. I'm trying to make this into a conversation. You said, right? They'll hang out with you. They'll come to church and shout with you. But some about him I don't like. Some about her I don't. She ain't got it. But how do you know? Because the same blood, glory to God, that saved me saves you. The same Jesus that died for me died for you. Amen. I want to draw your interest to the fact that Jesus, himself, turned and rebuked them. It was an offense. It's an offense to come against each other in the body. I don't care if you're at the usher, if you're the usher, right? Hallelujah. Or just a lay member, amen, but it's an offense. Glory to God, even on behalf of Jesus. This is why I say you think you're doing what Jesus wants you to do by ostracizing people because they're homosexual. Glory to God. But he said he would that no soul be lost. Who are we?
Oh, wow. Thank you, God.
I'm going to go deep before we go high. Amen. Who are we to judge the raggedy man versus the rich one? Who are we to judge the prostitute over the preacher? Who are we?
Amen.
Huh? Who are we evangelist.
Amen.
Who are we? Don't we study the word morning, noon, and night and meditate on it? But it doesn't make us any more or less than each other.
Yeah.
And I like to jump in, evangelist. I like to jump in right quick. And I just want to go to Galatians 4:17. And I'm going to read it in the NIV. And it says, those people are zealous to win you over, but for no good. What they want is to alienate you from us so that you may have zeal for them. It is fine to be zealous, provided the purpose is good, and to be so always, not just when I am with you. And we think about King Saul, very overzealous and jealous. For me, overzealous is a little bit jealous. We think about Paul, who was Saul, overzealous. He hated Christians. He wanted to destroy them all. And then I'm going to the seven sons of Sceva. Remember, they wanted the same anointing as Jesus. And they said, Paul, I know. They said, Jesus, I know. They said, but who are you? And so the devil now jumped on them and beat them ragged, beat their clothes off of them. And we got to know when we're in the will of God. We've got to know when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. Because the Bible teaches us to do it decent and in order. If you know you have a program on for 30 minutes, unless the Lord says so, then you do that 30 minutes or that hour or that 2 hours. We don't want to be boring to people. And sometimes we get in our flesh and we end up lying to people. Oh, the Lord said, well, I'm going to sit down in a minute. You lying wonder. And the Bible says that no lie will tarry in his sight. So sometimes we have to dial our volume down or bring it down a notch, as the young folks say. You know, you want to go all the way in. You gaslight now, girl. And we want to understand that when we are giving God's word, we're giving knowledge, and we're speaking the word of God that is awe-inspired, and we're speaking it through. God is speaking through us as we're speaking for God. And what I mean by that is when God says, the Lord is my shepherd, then that's all you fall with that. God is my shepherd that I shall not want. And you don't have to necessarily, God doesn't see my, yes, he does. He just told you in Psalms 23 that I'm your shepherd, you shall not want. And then, you know, man will take it a little further and we'll lie about it. Well, you know, he knows your heart and you want, no, ma'am. Preachers will get over the pulpit and preach over someone that they barely knew. And I know he's on the other side of what, hell? Because do you know the life that he lived? Do you know what he said to God? Even saints, even Christians, even members of the body of Christ, we are judging for God. And God said, judge ye not, for ye shall be judged. You can't tell nobody where somebody went. That is giving, you know what I do not want? I don't want nobody getting up preaching over my funeral saying where I went. The life I live will speak for me. And when you have a home going, you better show enough shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop. I want you praising God. And I know there'll be weeping and mourning. That's a natural. And no one can tell you when to stop. But at the end of the day, let my life speak for me. I was in Fairmont on the weekend. And when I began to speak and God began to use me, the women were drawn in. The women began to cry because I was telling them the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. And I told them, and I was bad. I wasn't all of that good wife, so I thought it was because I was saved. I thought I was better than my husband. You see what I'm saying? But when he began to walk away, I don't like you like this, Carolyn. I want you different than this. And, you know, I couldn't understand that. I'm like, you're the one who wanted me to get back in church. And now that I'm back in church, you don't even want me. So what are you really saying to me, you know? And so I began to analyze myself, and I began to do some soul searching in reference to myself. And I needed to know that what God has for me, and what God has for me is for me. Do you understand what I'm saying? Does everybody understand? We can be so overzealous, even in our relationships, that we mess them up. And then we say, well, you, and then you have people saying, well, he wasn't for you no way. God got something. But no, honey, your husband is your little L-O-R-D. That's your Lord. That's the word of God. And I can go in the Bible and say so. But if you're overzealous and listening to what the devil, because that's what it is, or their flesh, is saying to you, God, is this what you want for me? Is this the man that you ordained in my life? This is what you would have me to do. And even when we're speaking, we got to get this thing. We got to get this thing in our mindset. I just want to do what's pleasing to the Lord, because God is sitting, watching, and waiting. Y'all think that God go on vacation when we preaching and speaking? Uh-uh. He's like, look at this girl. He said, let me wink in her ignorance. And that's what I'm speaking of when I'm saying about overzealous leaders, our bishops, our archbishops, our apostles, our overseers, the missionaries, the evangelists, prophets and prophets. You give them a title and they're changed. I have a young lady on my job. Now, mind you, I'm retired. Yesterday was my day off. The chick comes in the job and blasts me, not once, not twice, embarrassed me three times. Now, this is Sunday. I work for nobody on Sunday, okay? And a lady comes, she said, Carolyn, please, I have no one, or we'll have to share the stuff. I said, are you serious? Because our turnover is so high in reference to volume. They come, leave, leave, come, whatever, whatever. But at the end of the day, this young lady is going off on me. She's 19. I'm 65. And the Bible says to do things decent and in order. I'm being cool, calm, and collected because, see, I'm bringing my flesh under subjection because you are Roman and I am an African, if y'all can relate to that. So I'm looking at her like, wait a minute, honey. Before I could even get my conversation started, the customers, I mean, we have like maybe 10 or 12, the line is long. And it was like, well, why don't you get on a register? And it was like, what is her name? And then it was like, what is your name? I said, it's going to be okay. I said, we've had a couple of fired, a couple of quit. We need her right now. So please don't turn in. But because I'm who I am, and I was sitting there for ministry, and the God on the inside was working on the outside. Before I got finished with maybe five customers, they had already called corporate on them. So when you stay in your lane and you're not over, what if I got, I'm 65 years old, you don't tell me. And I just said, wait a minute. But after all the customers left, I went to another supervisor that was there. I said, we need to have this talk now while we have no customer. And I said, baby, I love you. I understand that you are my supervisor. But please do not ever embarrass me in front of the customers. And I said, it's Father's Day, and you can't tell people we don't take $100 bills. If whatever they want to spend, you should be able to go back to the office and get the change and bring it to them. See, God got away. He said, I'll make your enemies your footstool. He said, I'll make even the devil at peace with you. And do you know within 2 hours' time, she went to break, came back, and apologized. But she knew the damage had already been done. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm saved, girl. You don't know who I am. I am anointed. I am appointed. I am Dr. Evangelist. And I have this degree and I have that degree. No, I stayed in my lane. And I said, God, help me so that I can help others. And so that's why we have to be careful, as the Word of God says, for nothing, Evangelist Roby. And as you forestated, his brothers, they have some issues. And when a person is jealous of you, they can take it out of context. Go ahead, Evangelist.
So it's okay for me. Okay. So here is where I wanted to speak on when it comes to overzealousness. They didn't know themselves. They couldn't have known themselves. And they thought they were like being like Jesus. But what they didn't show was the character of God or being like Jesus, because they was mistaken. You could be mistaken by always gloom and doom. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't wanna teach people to come to Christ, otherwise you're going to burn hell up, or you're going to go to hell in the hell. Do you understand this overzealousness of not representing God truthfully? Because he didn't come to destroy the Samaritans. He came to get them to repent and be saved. Excellent. My arm of ministry is to reach and teach folks that, come on, the table is free. It's free.
Man.
The gospel is free, but it's the good news.
James and John
didn't understand themselves, nor did they know Jesus' mission. Now, people may not know your mission, or they may say, well, she interrupted and went on into something else. But I want you to know, if you're not zealous, you're going to be humble. And the Bible
right.
says God fits the proud. Most people that are jealous mm-hmm. are proud. The Lord saved me. Mm-hmm. I don't drink no more. I don't smoke no more. I don't do this no more. But you still lying.
Right.
You still stealing.
And then
the Bible says
they
he doesn't steal no more. When the Lord comes back to you, he makes
show.
You a new creation.
This is not a show where we're on preaching or anything. All we're doing is exhorting, and we are talking about issues that are in the world right now. And if we don't have
right.
talk shows like that, everything is not about preaching and teaching. Sometimes you just want to talk, plain talk. What is overzealous? And I want you to give the definition of overzealous.
Overzealousness, in my definition, my personal definition would be completely different from, to me, it's really spontaneous. You know what I mean? It's acting out of spontaneity. It's going 110 in a 45-mile zone, that's being overzealous. It's like going ahead of God, trying to do God work basically in
Thank
the spiritual.
You.
And naturally, you overzealous can also show itself in stubbornness because you can go so slow to where, I don't know if God going to do that. See, overzealousness always make a fool out of one that's doing it. I don't know why people think, you know, and go along with it. Sometimes you have to bring them to themselves and say, come here. I'm not teaching them to stop smoking their crack, to stop. Oh, God going to do all that. I'm teaching the people in the church that God is able and willing to do whatever you can believe him to do. Because the Bible tells us that if you believe, you shall receive. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. To him or her that believes. You got to believe. The overzealous is going beyond God. You know, you just took this whole thing to another level. Amen. God, you know, God made the earth. So,
and I'm
going to
give you my definition. Overzealous for me is too eager or enthusiastic,
right.
which is an adjective, Reconnaissance Dictionary, definition of overzealous. It means that I'm going too fast. I'm going ahead of myself.
Yeah.
It means I'm going ahead of God. That means I want people to hear me. I want them to hear everything I got to say, and I'm going to say it in perfect timing. But the Lord knows. Mm-hmm. The Lord knows because I'm a prophet of the Lord. You've got to do what God says, and that's why the Bible teaches us, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Because we've done things with God. The Bible says God winked in our ignorance, and we got to bring it down a notch. We want to win souls to Christ. We want to be a living, walking, talking Bible. And we don't want to be so heavenly bound that we're no earthly good, but we want to be so earthly good that we are heavenly bound. Hallelujah. We want to get in his word and stay there. And stay there till he comes. Even with our children, a lot of times, as I spoke last Wednesday in Global Coalition, how are we winning the kids back? Not with this. You better get saved, and you going to church. Sometimes you have to do what they want. They've got a basketball game or a soccer game or whatever the activity they got. It could be on a church night, and you, as long as you got permission from your leader or those in authority, go and enjoy your family. Because once their body is stretched out and they are in that casket, it ain't no wish, coulda, woulda, all of that. You have to listen that God will want you to do. And a lot of times, we got to pull up out of the church. God gave us 2 years out of church to get ourselves together. And instead of getting ourselves together, we got lazy evangelists. We started doing virtual. We started doing Zoom. We started having prayer conference and have not come up out of it. 90% of the church is home. The church. And then you have sinners wanting to come to church, and there's no church for them to come to. Oh, because, you know, Lord, we want to make sure, y'all, that everything, COVID is not going anywhere. COVID is here to stay, honey. It's just a silent killer. Just like cancer. But once we got our eyes and our mindset on Christ, we even stopped quoting Isaiah, heal the land. If you know what I'm saying? We don't even say it anymore because we feel like God didn't heal it. You better ask God to continue to heal the land. Because what we are doing, we're killing ourselves. And we thinking that we're doing the will of God, but we're being overzealous. Go ahead, evangelist.
That's what I was explaining. They were overzealous is just a
excessive enthusiasm. Now, we don't want you to lose the enthusiasm for Christ. We want you to be satisfied in Christ.
Amen.
However, if we're going to keep it all the way real and right, it's all in the Bible. But we can fellowship, we can hang out. There are some places I won't go, some places I will go, but I'm not overzealous. Like, I'm going to tell my children, no, you can't. God don't get you. See, we need to bring it down to the way Jesus did. Jesus was cool. Jesus was real, real cool. You know what I'm saying?
He hung with the publican.
And he didn't rebuke them all and say, what y'all playing? No, he made wine. But what I'm not going to condemn, compromise. What I'm going to do is say, you're going to come a 12-pack to a 6-pack and just keep on reading the word. Amen. And some people get this stuff.
Amen. I hear you.
But this is a progressive walk. And so you want to put your enthusiasm on a level where God balances. It's all about balance.
Yes.
And if
it's
balance, it's going to. Yes. And so, you know, they weren't balanced from the scripture that I pulled. They weren't balanced because they wanted Jesus to do what he didn't come to do. See, some people want to see that. This is why God is God. He said, I am that I am, right? Because if we were God, a lot of people wouldn't come to heaven.
Amen.
We God forgive and forgive, but people in church, girl, you remember she had 3 kids by that Mary band.
Come on.
Huh? You quit to tell the newbies about all the old folks. So some folks dead, you should have been and forgave it and forgot it and let it go. If God forgives, I ain't setting people, because I'm not overzealous to please people. I'm a God pleaser.
That's it, man, amen.
And then being a God pleaser, sometimes it's a yes, and sometimes it's a maybe, and sometimes it's a wait. I hear more wait.
Wait on the Lord. Amen.
We have to inquire of the Lord like David did. When the people just continued to be friends, they had took all the wives and all the children, all the good. And David asked the Lord, should he go or should he stay? Hey, hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Amen.
Step back, amen, from everything. And do.
Amen.
And this is my motto. I pray and stay out the way. Amen.
Uh-huh.
They might say you over there, and they might say you over here. But I found the Lord, amen, and he wasn't hiding. Amen. He drew me, and
amen.
I'm so thankful today that he had to calm my zeal because I was everything somebody wanted me to do. Okay, I do what I speak. I do it. And then the Lord
said,
Where is Kay? I mean, you have to love your mom in order for somebody else to love you. You know? And so I had to come to rest on something because I'm a mother, I'm a wife, and I'm a sister. And, you know, my house needs to be clean.
Mother.
I need to wash clothes. I couldn't do all this stuff.
Hey, glory to God.
Oh, come on here. Come on. So,
now, Evangelist, before we go. Hello, I don't want to cut you off. We only have a few minutes. I want you to give us a little of your bio.
So my bio is just what I said earlier. I'm a mom, Mimi of 7 grandchildren. Glory to God. I grew up in Illinois. I was educated. Amen. Through public school and private college. Amen. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Grace to God. And I'm retired from the federal government. And
amen.
I have a passion for those that are in captivity. It's a passion.
Amen.
Like Jesus did when Lazarus died, he wept. And those that are sick in prison homes, in prison, and some that are prisoning in mind, in abusive relationships, and also real trauma and real red. So I thank God for the academic inclination that he's given me, and also the spirit of discernment. And also, I can hang with the best of y'all, and I ain't got to do what the rest does.
Go ahead now.
I stay blessed. I don't get in the best. Amen. So that's my bio. Basically, I'm just a sanctified girl that enjoys the Lord.
That's it.
Hi, God, Mom.
Excuse me. Go ahead. Did someone say something? I'm sorry.
Hi, God, Mom. It's a Tashiana.
He's saying, can you hear Evangelist?
Yes, she was speaking to you, Trey. Okay.
Huh?
Tashiana. She said, hi, God, Mom.
Amen. We thank you for the time, Evangelist K. Roby. We thank you for the opportunity, and we're getting ready to end our 30-minute segment of Woman to Woman, to Man, Boy to Girl. We hope that you have enjoyed this evening. And remember that I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. Just love me back. Critique me. Call me. Seek me. Whatever it is you can do, correct me to help me so that I will enter into the kingdom. I will hear the Lord say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. We're going to let Evangelist Roby pray us out. And again, if you can join us on the 1st, the 3rd, or the 5th, every Monday evening that the Lord brings to us, we're going to be on. And we're going to be having discussions and questions, reference to the Word of God. What does it really take to be saved? How old do you have to be? Because we just want plain talk. We get a preaching every Sunday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, and all during the week. We just want plain talk. We want people who are educated, people who don't have degrees, but you have the degree from God. That's the very first degree you should have. Here's an ordination degree from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So right now I'm going to turn it back over to Evangelist Ruby so she can close us out. We thank God for your attention on this evening. See so many people that have joined in on the live, and I pray that all is well and that it went through. And I just want to say thank you, kind master, because you did not have to do it, but we're so glad that you did. Thank you. And until we see one another again, remember to heal, live, forgive, and move forward. God bless you, and God please keep you. It is in your hands, Evangelist.
Amen. Father God, we thank you once again for allowing your word to spread it to the four corners of the earth, God. We thank you that our latter half will be better than our former half. Continue to bless, touch, heal, deliver, and separate
thank
all
you,
those.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
God. We thank and praise you because besides you, there's no other God. And we thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Until we meet again, may the words of our mouth be faithful in your sight.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Our and our Redeemer, we love you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, shalom.
Amen.
Shalom.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you. Amen. Until the next time, you all have a good evening, and God bless and keep you, give you travel and mercy to those that are in school. Look on the children that are not in school, that are going to the day camp, that are going swimming, that are out and about and who are wanting to be mischievous. We pray now, God, that you will cover them, that you will hedge them in. We've assigned angels, God, and we're asking the angels to keep the babies, the little ones, the toddlers, the young adults, the teenagers, the preteens. God, help them, the wayward children, the cowardly children, those children that don't want to do what you would have and don't want to be obedient, the children that are disobedient, the children that are just evil, the children that are taunting and bullying. God bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Take that which is evil and turn it around for your good. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you and we praise you. God bless you. And thank you all so much from all over the listening. God bless. I think we had over 1,000 views. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.